Hello, I'm Henri Bergeron. I'd like to welcome you to this 8th of 13 concerts with Canada's most famous symphony orchestra, l'Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal, at the Salle Wilfrid Pelletier of La Place des Arts in Montreal. This series is produced by the Stereo Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation and by Radio Canada International. In today's concert, we will hear four songs by Richard Strauss, which will be sung by the young American soprano Susan Dunn. We will also hear the Symphony No. 3 by Robert Schumann. Our guest conductor back for the second week is Gunther Herbig, music director of the Detroit Symphony. First, we begin with a tone poem by Arnold Schoenberg. Schoenberg is so very much associated with modernism and with the 12-tone system that it's easy to forget that he began his career as a full-blown romantic in the mold of Wagner. It was only after the First World War that Schoenberg, in fact, began his modernist experiments. In 1899, when he composed the work we are about to hear, he belonged very much to the 19th century. The tone poem is Verklärte Nacht, or Transfigured Night. This is program music of the sort that Wagner and Liszt love to compose. It does have a story that any soap opera producer today would reject as too absurd. A man and a woman are walking together in the moonlight. She confesses that she has been unfaithful to him. In fact, not only has she been unfaithful, but she is pregnant by another man. The man forgives all and prefers to talk about the beauty of the moonlight on the garden grove. Fortunately, perhaps, there are no words to the piece unless you wish to look up the original poem by Richard Demon. And here is l'Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal under the baton of Gunther Herbig with Transfigured Night by Arnold Schoenberg.
Thank you.
erklärte nach The Transfigured Night by Arnold Schönberg. The very romantic, colorful orchestration gives an excellent demonstration of the sheer beauty of the string, brass, and woodwind sections of l'Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal. And now we turn to Richard Strauss. The piece we've just heard was a very early work by Schönberg. This next piece is a very late one by Strauss. It's easy to think of Strauss as a 19th century composer when you look at his best-known works, Till Eulenspiegel, was composed in 1895, and Thus Spake Zarathustra in 1896. Death and Transfiguration dates way back to 1890. And even Ein Heldenleben was composed in 1899. But Richard Strauss lived to the ripe old age of 85, and he was an active composer all of those years. He lived to see the First World War, and the Second as well. It was in 1948 that he composed the work we are about to hear, which he titled appropriately, Four Last Songs. Strauss was bringing his career full circle. He had begun composing song in an earlier century. He ended the same way. And just to underline that completeness, that returning to the starting point, the fourth and final song, At Dusk, quotes a theme from one of Strauss's own youthful works, Death and Transfiguration. The songs are written for a soprano with orchestral accompaniment. Our soprano is Susan Dunn. She was born in Arkansas. In the past year, she has experienced several international successes, singing Schönberg with the Radio Symphony of Berlin and singing Verdi's Requiem in Bologna, as well as singing this season Strauss's Four Last Songs with l'Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal under Günther Herbert.
Thank you. Thank you.
Four Last Songs by Richard Strauss, sung by American soprano Susan Dunn with l'Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal, conducted by Günther Herbig. Distribution of these Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal broadcasts is made possible by Molson, brewers of Molson Golden, Molson Light, and Export Ale, in celebration of their 200th anniversary. This is the WFMT Fine Arts Radio Network. We now come to the last portion of our concert with l'Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal. As you probably realize, it is possible to hear the orchestra on record, as well as in this series of concert broadcasts. The OSM has a contract with British Decca, better known in North America as London Records, and it has nearly two dozen recordings, all available as LPs, cassettes, or compact discs. Among the works available are Ravel's Daphnis et Chloé Ballet, Saint-Saëns' Organ Symphony, Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade, and many others. The orchestra recently recorded Gustav Holst's The Planets, scheduled to be released soon. If you own some of these recordings, you may notice that the orchestra doesn't sound exactly the same on disc as in concert. These concerts are coming to you from La Place des Arts, Montreal's performing arts complex. Although the Salle Wilfrid Pelletier was intended as a home for l'Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal, it also had to serve for other purposes, such as touring Broadway companies and even the gala of the annual Montreal Film Festival. The result is a hall which is something of a compromise, in which the tonal colors begin to run together if you are not seated in the first 20 rows. Artistic director Charles Dutoit particularly dislikes the materials of which the hall is built, concrete and metal. For that reason, all of the OSM's recordings are done in an old historic church in a town called Saint-Eustache, which is just north of Montreal. The church is made of what Mr. Dutoit calls des matériaux nobles, noble materials, plaster and wood, just like the best European concert halls. A new home for the OSM, built of these same materials, is on the drawing board, and the project is only awaiting final government approval. Now we hear the orchestra with the Symphony No. 3 by Robert Schumann. Despite its numbering, this symphony was one of Schumann's last works. It's often called the Rhenish Symphony, because Schumann composed it in the city of Düsseldorf, on the Rhine River, while he served as that city's musical director. Once again, l'Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal, conducted by Günther Herbig. The Symphony No. 3 by Robert Schumann, played by l'Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal, conducted by Günther Herbie. And that closes this concert broadcast with l'Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal. Next week, the OSM will be conducted by the Ukrainian-born conductor, Voldemar Nelson. The guest soloist will be a man who has been acclaimed not only as a new Canadian superstar, but as quite possibly the next international musical star, pianist Louis Lortie. Music will be by Beethoven, Ravel, and Tchaikovsky. This program was produced by Pauline Paré for the stereo network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation and for Radio Canada International. Post-production for U.S. broadcast is by WFMT Chicago. Mary Gaffney, engineer. Program notes are by Gérard Reiskin. Distribution of these Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal broadcasts is made possible by Molson, brewers of Molson Golden, Molson Light, and Export Ale in celebration of their 200th anniversary. I'm Henri Bergeron saying au revoir until next week. This is the WFMT Fine Arts Radio Network.